Welcome to this week's Flame Newsletter Reflection, brought to you by Worklight. We pray today's scripture and testimony will encourage you to shine bright for Christ in the workplace.
Trust the Turbulence by Annie Stutley. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. James 4, verse 10. My husband almost died. His life hung in the balance when lightning struck a plane engine during his return flight from a business trip. Sparks, a loud crash, the plane veering in different directions, then completely sideways. He sent me a chilling text. Annie. Something blew up on the plane. It's not flying well. Just know I loved you more than anything in this world. I flew into a flurry of desperate texts. Dozens of I love yous, apologies, and pleas for him to keep texting because seeing the three little swirling iPhone dots as he replied meant he wasn't gone. I'd get updates. An emergency landing was 20 minutes away. It wasn't looking good. I poured my heart into more texts. Then the little dots again. Update. He was calming the woman next to him. More texts from me. More dots. My son Billy walked in the door from practice. He'd been texted too. It's okay, Mom. It's okay. Then the dots vanished. My texts were undeliverable. I wailed. I convulsed. I completely broke into a million pieces. But not Billy. Mom, remember what you believe. Remember who you trust. As I spiraled into darkness, Billy guided me back, reciting the Lord's Prayer and declaring peace over his concern. Billy had hope in the midst of radio silence, from a plane that last we heard was nose-diving. He was in command, but solely because of whom he had placed his trust in, embodying the kind of strength Jesus preached about in Matthew 5, verse 5. Billy wasn't weak, nor did he chastise my emotions or spout useless platitudes. He was beautifully meek, choosing gentleness. A deeply spiritual might, yes, might, that draws its power from unyielding faith in God's promises. Minutes later, he landed. Mom, he's okay. The dots had returned. It's easy to view meekness as submissive or docile, because it's easier to submit ourselves to fear than faith, anger than patience, pride than humility, and wrath than peace when confronted by disappointments or even catastrophes. But in the turbulence, Billy's unwavering faith through the chaos, his gentle strength led us to inherit peace. Annie Stutley is a member of the editorial team living in New Orleans, Louisiana. Find her at anniedstutley.com. Prayer. Heavenly Father of unending promises, grant me the strength to always place my trust in you. Reflection. How does embracing humility in God's power, not ours, bring peace in turbulent times? Discussion. What turbulence have we experienced in our work environment? How has our faith grown? And these challenges transformed us.
Thank you for listening to this week's Flame Newsletter Reflection. To learn more about Worklight and how you can experience transformation at work through the power of the Holy Spirit, please visit our website at worklight.org. And be sure to tune in next week for more encouragement from the Worklight community.